from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I mentioned it right before we went to break, what the floor for this team is. And we talked about the team as a whole the other day. And Mike Palm, by the way, he said he thinks the 2 seed. He thinks the floor for the entire team is just 2 seed in the AFC. We already gave our answers on the entire team. Let's break it down on the offensive side. What's the floor just for the offensive unit for 2024?
We could ask the same thing about defense. I think we'd plan on getting into it earlier in the show. But, like, on the offensive end? Okay, so if I'm thinking floor, again, not saying someone gets hurt, just performance-wise, they don't live up to it. Well, then Hollywood's an 800 or 900-yard guy, and Xavier Worthy is a 300 or 400-yard, like has a really bad rookie year, which is kind of hard to imagine. Rashee Rice is still what he was last year, I think, even in the worst-case scenario. Kingsley struggles. Mahomes has a statistical year that mirrors that of last season. 10th? 10th worst offense in the league? Or 10th best, sorry. 10th best offense in the league? That's what I honestly think is the floor for this team. The 10th best offense in the league is the absolute worst, barring some sort of major injury plague, that I could envision this offense being this year. I don't think I can get it any lower than that, and they were lower than that last year. But the talent is better, inarguably better. I think the system is better set up for them. The deep passing game is better set up for them. I don't see a world that even if multiple people underperform all together at once, they're worse than 10th.
I hear you. And, you know, defensively, we've talked about what kind of step back maybe they take and even what does that look like. I think for this offense, the floor, I'll probably put it right on the 8 to 10 range as well, where if things were to be somewhat almost a disappointment, that's the disappointment is 8 to 10th. Like, everybody would take that in the NFL in most years, I would say. And so the ceiling on the team, well, it's that they're the best offense in football. Well, if you think the ceiling is that you are potentially the best offense in football, well, then your floor has to be no worse than 8 to 10. I mean, you can't also tell me your ceiling's 1 and then have your floor be 15 or 20.
No.
So, like, they were what, points per game?
12, 13.
13, 14 range, yeah. So I think the floor is 8 to 10. I would settle right around that particular range for this year based
off
of
the weapons. Is that what we're going off of, points?
I don't know how else we really can do that. I mean, want to get too analytical
for
with
this
it.
Conversation. Yeah.
If we're talking total offense.
Offensive DVOA, it's like or total offensive yards. Well, they were top five
I don't care about yards. Right. I don't care about yards, though. That doesn't matter.
Because in terms of points, I think that, I mean, you could say, I guess, the floor might be what they were last year because if they have the same, they might all be healthy and might have more weapons, but if they still have the same red zone problems, then who's to say don't have games that Harrison Butker is just kicking five field goals?
No, that's fair. I would counter it. My only thing would be big play potential. They didn't have it last year.
Right.
And if you have red zone issues, you don't correct, you're right. That's a problem. They can't be a top five offense. They don't correct some of the red zone. But if they're not in the red zone as much because they're also getting big plays, that should help.
Right.
That would be my only only thought on the red zone issues making it to where their floor. I just don't see, Drew, how their floor is what they were last year. Like, that's
from a scoring perspective, that's just where I'm coming from. Is if they have the red zone problems, then maybe there's – I don't remember what they scored a game.
But they had all of those red zone problems, and they were still 13th, and they had a better team and an unhealthy Kelce.
I know. But if they get to the red zone and they're still having problems, then
– But because of the talent, don't you think they'll be better in the red zone this year?
I would think they should be, but yeah. I would say the floor is if for whatever reason they're having trouble putting the ball in the end zone. They're either at the 18-yard line and they just can't figure out, you know, is Xavier worthy? Not that he wouldn't be very useful, because I think he would be, but the big play potential for 18, there's not big play potential inside the red zone necessarily. You know, you don't take the top off of defense in the red zone.
This is also why, like, I mean, DVOA-wise, like, would say the Chiefs were way better on offense than we ever gave them credit for last year.
Yeah.
They ranked fifth. They were fifth in offensive efficiency last year. So, I mean, again,
I don't think they can
be much worse or 8th to 10th. I just think they'll score more points on, like, borderline on accident. They would get themselves the 2 or 3 more points per game they would need in order to rank 8th to 10th. And, yeah, it's not a stretch. Their ceiling is, if we're doing the opposite, their ceiling is absolutely best offense in the league. It is every damn year, I think.
Yes, I agree.
Barring some sort of massive change in the talent.
And that's all I'm saying is, like, I think it's tough if you're saying the ceiling is number one.
It can't be lower than 10.
I don't know how the floor can be 14th. I just don't know how those two equate. Like,
The only reason would be the issues that they had in the red zone. And from a scoring perspective, because last year they moved the ball fine. They got into the red zone, but they couldn't figure it out in the red zone. And not that they would have. I don't think they'll have the same issues, but if we're talking floor and points per game being the major factor, I think that's the only thing that would hold him back from being in that top 10, I guess, if they are having those struggles again.
913-586-7965, the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Someone says, Cody, they won't still have red zone problems. Got a dad joke coming in on from the 913 today.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate it.
You get it? You get it? You following with that one? Mm-hmm. I figured that was something you would have said.
How many touchdowns do you think Carson Steele has then?
I have dad energy, but not in the dad joke.
I didn't know if you're that. I feel like that would have been that would have been a line I would have heard from you at some point about Carson Steele.
Mm-hmm. I want Carson Steele around, and yeah, that feels like something more like I tweet out.
There it is. Yeah, that's,
say out loud.
That's fair enough. Okay.
It definitely feels like something I would be more likely to send out via social media.
In fairness, I'll defend you. You know what? I apologize. You're right. I referenced this yesterday. It's not. This actually would have been something Drew would have tweeted out, because I told you last
year.
He's
way corny.
There was a Chiefs Raiders game. We read the old tweet yesterday.
Yeah.
Where it was Chiefs Raiders, and you were tweeting out, like, Aiden O'Connell's got a new hit featuring, like it was an album.
Yeah.
So it was very
featuring
cheesy.
Featuring Jacoby Myers.
Very
yeah.
cheesy. That actually, it actually would be you.
I would not stoop suggestive things. Those are different.
I would not stoop to that level of tweeting about Carson Steele. I don't think that would
one.
Happen.
There might be another. I don't want to say for sure.
Well, I don't know. That's a weird search on Twitter. At Cody.
Are you trying to find the exact?
At Cody BTAP. Yeah, that's a weird search. Erections.
That is.
Let me know
that's
what,
a very
let me know that search turns up.
On Twitter? I mean, what else? Oh, I didn't find anything.
Maybe it was just erection, singular?
Erect. There it is. Oh, here we go. oh, dude, you've sent the same tweet a couple of times.
Oh, my gosh.
In July, we called you out. You sent the.
When did I send it before?
I'll get to that.
If 2018, nice.
And if an erection lasts longer than 4 hours, please consult a doctor. That was July. We gave you a hard time.
I sent it out.
No pun intended. Then
I sent it out one other time.
October of 20. Oh, no, multiple times, dude.
Nice.
Dude, I want to keep
going. I like
going.
This joke.
October 20th of 2018, it was Mahomes' passing chart. Exact same tweet.
What, August. What was the passing chart? What did it look like?
It was Mahomes, I mean, all over
what
the place.
What game, can we say?
I don't know.
That was on the season. That's a season-long passing chart.
Then August, so 2 or 3 months earlier of 2018, consult a doctor if your erection
5 years?
Lasts longer than
so it, five
it was,
years
and it was Mahomes' touchdown pass in the Falcons game. So those are the 3 times you have sent.
So I've saved it for Bobby Wood Jr., Patrick Mahomes. I stand by those tweets.
Mm. Yeah, it 3 times in the last 5 years.
Well, in fairness, I waited five. The two close to each other, those are offensive. I waited 5 full years and obviously long, 6 full years. Mm-hmm. I'd obviously long since forgotten about making that joke 6 years earlier.
Since we mentioned that the dad jokes have been flooding in, this team is worthy of the benefit of the doubt. The red zone problems are no longer worthy. How long until we see the headline, Carson steals the show?
Oh, that's Jeez. Coming. That's
going to be today's headline.
I mean, wasn't that already the headline after preseason game number 1?
Might have been.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.